There's a very interesting halacha that's hinted to in Parshas Chukas, and that is that the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeia in Siman Shin Lamed Tes Siv Hey, based on the Kolbo, writes that minag lishpoch kol hamayim hashu'uvim shebeshchunos hameis, that there is a minag, there's a practice to spill out all of the still water in the locations of a dead body. And the Beir Hagolah, as well as the Aruch HaShulchan, notes that there is a hint, there is a remez to this halacha from the Pasuk in Parshas Chukas, Perek Chaf, Pesukim Aleph and Beis. Pasuk Aleph says, Vatamas Sham Miriam, Vatikaver Sham. Miriam died there and was buried there. The very next Pasuk says, V'lo hayam mayim le'ida. And all of a sudden, Klal Yisrael had no water. So what's the remez? Meaning that the Jewish people had no more water because they had all spilled out their water over Miriam's death, as the minhag is to spill out kol hamayim hashu'uvim shebeshchunos hameis in the vicinity of a dead body. Now, what is the reason for this halacha? So, three reasons are given. The first one, the Shach, writes that this is done in order to alert everyone that someone has passed away. That doesn't seem to be the most efficient way to alert people, but that's actually the point. In order that one will not have to verbally tell someone that so-and-so has passed away, as we have a pasuk of Motzi Diba, which tells us we should not be delivering verbally bad news. So you have a pasuk in Mishle, in Paragud, pasuk in Ches, which says, you Motzi Diba Huksil. If you spread slander, you're a fool. The Gemara in Psachim, and Daf Gimel Mabiz, learns from this that there's a prohibition to deliver bad news, specifically that someone has died. The Gemara records that Rav's father was Rav Chiya's half-brother, his mother was Rav Chiya's half-sister, and when Rav comes from Bavel, Rav Chiya asks Rav if his father's still alive. Rav answers, why don't you ask if my mother's alive? He says, okay, is your mother alive? Rav says, why don't you ask him if my father is alive? Both his parents had passed away, but he did not want to deliver the bad news that Rav Chiya's parents had passed away because of the pasuk of Motzi Diba. So he gave a hint, he implied, without making it clear. So too, if you see a bunch of houses or an entire neighborhood start spilling water out the window, it becomes known that someone had passed away without needing to relay verbal messages that someone's actually died. That's answer number one, that's explanation number one for the minhag. Number two, on a more mystical level, the Shach writes that the Malach HaMaves, when he comes to take someone's neshama, he drops into all the water in the locations of the dead body a drop of the blood of death. And in fact, he quotes from the Tashbetz that he once saw someone drink from the still water, the Mayim Shu'uvim, in the house of a dead body, and within an hour, that person died. So it's a sakana that the Malach HaMaves leaves some type of deathly liquid in the waters of the nearby houses, and that can be a big danger. And number three, the Shi'ur Knesset HaGdola, commentary on the Torah, he writes that it's because of Tumen Tahara, meaning that they would spill the water in the vicinity of the dead body, so that Kohanim, who are walking through the area, will understand, will know that there's a dead body in the nearby vicinity, and will not pass through that house, or will not pass through that area. The Shach does note, there's an exception to this rule, which is Mayim Shel Mitzvah. What's an example of Mayim Shel Mitzvah? So perhaps Mayim Achronim, or Mayim Shalonu, which is water that they would leave over night to prepare the matzos, to use to bake the matzos before Pesach. So there, even if they're in the same vicinity as a dead body, they would not have to be spilled out, because we have a pasuk of Shomer Mitzvah, Lo Yada Davar Ra, that when an item, a chefza, is involved in a mitzvah or part of a mitzvah, then it's protected, it has a spiritual protection from any harm. In fact, the Beis Yosef quotes from the Orchos Chaim that there was one incident where someone died on Erev Pesach, and now the Rav was asked whether they had to spill out all the water that night on the night of the Seder, and the Rav Paskin, no, because we know the Gemara tells us that the night of the Seder is a Leil Shimurim, it's a night of protection. Some say maybe even we should leave our doors unlocked. And so therefore, similarly, the Rav said that this night of the Seder will also protect that water from any type of harm that may befall it, that may befall the water because of this issue of spilling out the water in the vicinity of a dead body. Now, what's considered a shechuna? The minhag the Shulchan Aruch quotes is that in the whole shchuna of the mace, what's a shchuna? So the Taz quotes Tosfos and Ksuvos and the Gemara Avodah Zarah, which says a shchuna is three houses. The Pesachei Tshuva says this would mean two of the nearby houses plus the house of the dead body itself. The Birkei Yosef writes that the Minig Yerushalayim was to spill out water in the two houses on all sides of the house of the deceased, including the house of the deceased itself. And if one owner owns multiple houses, that's only considered one house. But he does quote others who say this applies to the entire Mavui. If you have a chatzer that has multiple houses, that would be considered like one area, and all the houses in the chatzer, or all the houses in the Mavoi, would have to spill out their water. There's a huge chumr here, the Gilyan Marishal quotes, which many others quote as well, which is that if one then cooks a dish or bakes bread with water that was supposed to be spilled out, then the dish becomes usser. Not only that, the bread becomes usser. Not only that, because we're dealing with perhaps an issue of sakana here, we know something of sakana is never batel. So even if a very small amount of the water got into a very large portion of food, it would potentially prohibit the entire dish. Now, there is an exception to this rule, this minhag, which is on Shabbos. Shas and Shuvos, Shemesh Tzedaka, says that there's no spilling out water on Shabbos and Yontov. Specifically Shabbos, gives two reasons. One issue, which would apply to Shabbos and Yom Tov, is because spilling out the water is going to cause people tzar. The same way that perhaps one shouldn't tell someone died on Shabbos, also shouldn't spill out the water. People see it, it's going to cause them agmas nefesh. That shter is their oneg Shabbos. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, in fact, that this was the minhag, was not to spill out any water on Shabbos and Yom Tov. However, there's another reason the Shemesh Tzedaka quotes, which is that the pasuk says, "Vayivarech Elokim es Yom Hashivi vayikadesh oso," which was a command to the Malach HaMaves that he shouldn't dirty the waters of the Jewish people on Shabbos with the blood of his knife. So, Rav Zilberstein in Chashukei Chabad in Brachos Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis asked, "What about an irreligious Jew who doesn't keep Shabbos? If he passes away, would you still spill out the waters or not?" Meaning, we said on Shabbos, you don't spill out the waters. But if it's based on the pasuk of Yivarech Elokim, that Shabbos has some special protection, well, he knows that the Torah in Or HaChaim, in Siman Reish, Samech Zayin, writes that Shabbos is only Shomer a person who's Shomer Shabbos. And so perhaps a person only benefits from the protection, from the guarding of Shabbos, if he himself keeps Shabbos. And based on that, Rav Zilberstein says that it could be that someone who doesn't keep Shabbos and passes away, you would actually have to spill out the water because you wouldn't get the protection of Shabbos protecting him from any type of sakana. Interestingly, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that this minhag should actually apply also for a non-Jew who dies. And it could even apply for a baby who lo'aleinu passes away even within 30 days. Rabbi Kiva Eger also points out that if a person had just made a bracha, recited a bracha on water, and then right then heard that a person died in his house or in a neighboring house, so what do? You're supposed to spill out the water, but you just made a bracha. So he says, just drink a little bit of the water and then spill out the rest. Meaning, this is only a minhag, it's not an isser. Making a bracha levatala, making a bracha and not drinking something is a potential real isser. So best to drink a little bit so as not to make a bracha levatala and then spill out the rest of the water to be concerned for the sakana. Now the real question is, are we machmir on this? Is this really a halacha that people are keeping? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes that the fact that Mefarshim are saying that we should, if it combines in a dish, you should throw out the whole dish, it sounds like it's a real isser, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, Tema, I don't understand. People think that this is like an explicit Gemara. It's not an explicit Gemara. Especially nowadays, it's very common that the water is not spilled out. We say, Shomer Pisayim Hashem. If a person does something that's normal, that's common, there's a certain protection that he's afforded by doing things that are normal. Especially, the Aruch HaShulchan points out, if you're in a big city, and you have three chatzeros, he writes, and in each chatzer there could be 100 houses. So what, you're going to tell me that if a person dies in hundreds of houses, they're going to spill out a ton of water? It's going to be a huge waste. Plus, what about poor people who struggle to even have water? You're going to tell them to spill out their water and starve? So Aruch HaShulchan says, we can be mekil harbe al zeh. He's heard this from many gedolei Torah, that we can be very, very lenient in almost any situation. In the winter, when the water is covered, if you're cooking in a pot, and there's a lid on the pot, in many, many situations, we can be lenient on this halacha.
Now we did note that the connection to the Parsha is that there's a remez over here from Miriam. That the Pasuk says that Miriam died, and the very next Pasuk says that the Klal Yisrael could not find water, implication being they spilled out all their water over Miriam's death. So first of all, the Shiur Kahanas HaGdola on the tour, he asks, I don't understand. We just said that the only locations that have to spill out their water are the Shechuna. So whether it be a Mavoi, or a Chatzer, or two houses, or three houses. But the Machane Yisrael, in the Midbar, was three Parsaos. And even if you want to say that the tent of Miriam, the Ol of Miriam, which where she passed away, was smack in the middle of the Machane, you would still have tents that would be about a parsa and a half away from her, which would be 6 mil. So how can it be that Jews 6 mil, a parsa and a half away from Miriam, are still spilling out their water? That's not part of the Shechuna. So he says, based on this, you have to say that there was a minug to spill the water in the entire Shechuna. Why? So a Kohen doesn't enter there, meaning that he thinks perhaps the Iker reason for this halacha is the third reason we gave, which is that so Kohanim know where not to enter. And so maybe this applies to an entire town, an entire machane, so that a Kohen should know, don't enter this machane. Another kasha on the remez, the Panim Yafos, in Parshas Hukas asks, which is, we said, that the second reason for the minug, according to the Shach, is that the Malcha Maves leaves over some blood of Misa from his knife in all of the water of the neighboring houses. Problem is, when it comes to Miriam, this doesn't make sense. Rashi tells us, Miriam died b'nishika, a kiss from God. The Malach HaMaves was not involved in Miriam's death. So why would everyone spill their water if the Malach HaMaves wasn't involved here? So the Parim Yafos says, you could answer, it's true. Miriam died b'nishika, but Moshe and Aaron were the only ones who knew that. And they didn't want to publicize to Klal Yisrael that Miriam died b'nishika, the same reason the Torah doesn't explicitly say Miriam died b'nishika, like it does by Aaron and Moshe, because it's not kavod to project an image of a nishika between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Miriam, and therefore, for Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, they thought Miriam died like everyone else, and that's why they spilled their water, thinking she died through the Malach HaMaves. That's a little bit about this obscure halacha of the minig of spilling out water in the Shechuna of a mace, and there's a hint to it in the Pasuk of that Miriam died, and the very next Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael spilled out their water.